There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's 108B.
B-Pod.
B-Man, don't make his mistake. Remember that, listeners? For you, it's been a week, but for us, it has been 5 minutes.
It has been mere moments for us. Your weeks flash before us like the blink of an eye.
Your human weeks mean nothing to us.
Our podcast minutes, they last your Earth days.
Your lifetimes are moments to us. I like the idea of doing a podcast from a different dimension. That'd be quite good.
Speaking of, I've been watching The Mandalorian.
Oh, have you? Have you got yourself some Disney Plus, have you?
Maybe. Maybe I have.
Is it good?
Maybe. It's brilliant. The Mandalorian's so great. And I don't like Star Wars. I've only watched 9 of the movies. But I don't think it's for me.
That's great.
I there's nothing else I've committed so much time to that I've just never got. And I still, like, every time I go into the cinema when there's a new Star Wars, I think, maybe this time I'll get it. And every time I come out going, that felt like it was the same movie again.
I love the idea of you watching 9 Star Wars in a row with your, let me get this right, left hand extended in front of you, palm upwards.
Left hand extended to me, palm upwards.
As if to say, well, go on, what is it? Or like, is this it? Like, you know, when you have your hand is upwards, your palm's up and you're pointing with it.
Oh, I see. When I first imagined it, my palm was down. So
no,
I
palm upwards. Palm upwards. Act it out.
Doing a Nazi salute.
No. Or like a weird like camp, somewhat like a straight actor pretending to be camp in a 70s comedy.
Yeah.
No. Palm upwards. Do that.
Yeah. What's this? But the Mandalorian is very good. It's basically a Western set in the Star Wars universe. It's brilliant. It's really, really good. And diverse to the hilt.
Ooh.
The casting is like too diverse, actually.
Overwhelmingly diverse.
Like every episode there's black characters, there's Chinese characters, there's South America. At one point I was like, can we get some white actors in here, please? This feels strange.
You started to miss us.
Yeah. You don't know what you got till it's gone, Pierre. What can I say?
That's right. I like that idea. Like, oh, you know, those guys, they had their own vibe.
I miss them. This is what we'll all be like when representation finally happens. We'll go, do you remember white actors? I miss them.
You know, it's not just Bollywood and Nollywood. In America, there's this place called Hollywood, and they make films too.
Yeah, the H stands for white people.
It's white Nollywood. That's going to happen.
It's like Bollywood without the songs, if you can imagine such a thing.
It's like Bollywood, but yeah, they've taken out all the dancing and singing and crazy special effects.
Might be weird. Might sound weird. You might be thinking, well, what movie? Those films must last like 15 minutes. But no, they find a way to pad it out with this dialogue and plot. It's real back to basic stuff.
It's raw and it's unfiltered from our point of view.
It's like a white Nollywood. That's funny.
Yeah, and from the little Nollywood I've seen, you'd be like, and sometimes the movie doesn't have 3 sequels that are also 3 hours long. Sometimes it just doesn't. It's just one and done. I mean, they're just wasting their money.
Is Japanese cinema Jollywood?
Oh, I hope so. But mostly it's probably tentacle porn.
That's jellywood. It's sure for jellyfish.
From my point of view, Japanese cinema is entirely weird horror movies and Spirited Away.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It's either caught in a sort of childish arrested development, or it's so traumatic. Only like a Navy SEAL veteran wouldn't throw up watching it.
Yeah, yeah, they do veer between the extremes.
Jollywood.
Jollywood, yeah. Follywood.
And British cinema would call Brollywood, which is actually perfect.
That's great. It's raining and everyone's got umbrellas.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Mm.
France would be Frollywood, which sounds a bit like frog, so I guess that kind of works.
Frogglywood.
Frogglywood. The animals are Frogglywood.
To be fair, Frogglywood is almost certainly a place in England somewhere.
Frogglywood upon Blimp, or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Frogglywood upon Thmygl.
Lower Crinkles.
Swedish cinema would be Swallywood.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Swallywood. Although, that just sounds like porn again.
It does sound like porn. What would... Norwegian. Nor Wallywood.
Nor Wallywood.
Nor Wallywood.
I mean, this is a fun game that could last hours.
It could last for up to 26 examples.
Anyway, we should probably get back to Corriewood, which is correspondent cinema.
Damn right. And also a lady's name,
Corriewood. It is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And also where they film Coronation Street.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yes. Olivia gets in touch.
Olivia. The Olivia Awards.
Olivia email.
You know what? That Olivier, what's his name again, the actor?
Laurence Olivier?
One of the worst actors I've ever seen. Why does everyone say he's... Why is he held up as, like, the perfect actor? He's garbage. He's just... I feel like a good actor, you shouldn't be able to tell that they're acting. Every time I've seen Laurence Olivier, I just go, that guy's acting. He's acting. He's still acting. Oh, he's acting really hard. He's really giving this acting a go. That's not good acting. I don't get it.
Well, it was of his time. Yes, we're talking, you know, 30s, 40s, maybe 50s, right?
Oh, we love
Shakespeare.
It's pathetic.
Shakespeare.
Anyway, that's my bit about how I hate Laurence Olivier. I have this fantasy where I'm, for some reason, presenting an award at the Olivier Awards, and I go, you know, Laurence Olivier was shit. All he did was remember the lines. He remembered lines, but all actors do that.
and shouted.
Awful.
He's
just equivalent of some kid who's memorized pi to 200 digits, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Then they get on local news.
Yeah. But now instead he's heralded as the greatest actor in history. Give me a break.
His statue, I think, he's wearing a cape.
Ugh.
Back when,
take a day off, Lawrence.
Amazing to think there was a period where if you were an actor, then people would be like, well, where's your cape?
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry. Left it at home.
Sorry, you're quite right.
Acting cape.
So Olivia, the subject of Olivia's email is in all capital letters, what?
Okay.
So she's set the tone.
Is she actually Lil
John?
What's his name? Lil John.
What?
Is a Lil John hiding from someone and has come up with a the pseudonym Olivia. What? But he can't not be true to himself in the subject line.
Yeah. Well, so like there's like a bar where the people hunting him are also hiding in the corner. And someone says, oh, my friend Olivia is going to be here soon. She's really nice. And they go, oh, that sounds nice. And then Little John just walks in and goes, what? And the people in the corner speak into their collars. And they go, we got him. Move. And they, as they arrest him, they go, you just couldn't help yourself, could you, Lil John?
I mean, what an achievement to make the word what synonymous with you.
It's quite good because it implies that like your very presence should be like astonishing and surprising.
What? Yeah.
It's impressive. And the other one, of course, was yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, at least he answered his own question.
Here we go. What is Google? What is Lil Jon famous for saying? If you're a fan of hip hop or even pop, you've probably heard of Jonathan Smith, more widely known as Lil Jon.
His name's John Smith.
What?
Wow. What? His name's John Smith. What?
He's most famous for the words. How funny is this? This is like a sentence from 30 Rock. He's most famous for the words, yeah, what, and okay.
I mean, that is surely the mark of genius, to be able to own those words. Yeah, what, and okay. Okay. I mean, you have to be a musical genius.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because that kind of sentence really puts a wrench in the span, a spanner in the works of anyone trying to pull like the whole thing of like, well, you know, rap is just poetry, and you know, it's as valid an art form as opera or something. Like, don't be a snob. And it's like, he's most famous for the words, yeah, what, and okay. It doesn't look good written down, is all I'm saying.
That's exactly right.
So, Olivia, if that is your real name, says, what?
Yeah, John. Were your secret safe for this, John? Olivia. All right, we'll go along with this.
Don't worry, Jonathan Smith. You'll be... Your secret's okay.
With us.
With us.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says, A-up, boobs and peens.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely boobs at this point of lockdown.
I was going to say, I think we're both boobs and peens. We're both rocking the boobs and peens, I think. And she just sends an image with a caption, would you look at the fucking state of this?
Oh, is it some tat?
So, Olivia has been on Wish.com.
Wish.com?
Yeah.
Okay, is that like a shopping kind of...
Do you know...
Oh, it's like a furniture, interior decoration kind of website.
You know when you go on Facebook and there'll be like a shopping advert like thing in the page and it'll be like... it'll just say, new great deals. And it'll be a photograph of what looks like some mold in a plastic bag.
Mm.
And then a photograph of like some kind of heavily modified underpants. And then a kind of blurry, zoomed out picture of someone wearing a hat that appears to have a dildo on it.
You mean just like deals on very strange things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you not seen these? The Wish things. It's a meme, Wish.
No.
Okay, Google weird Wish objects now and have a look.
Wow.
You've got a... This is the trouble with not logging on, Phil. You're missing out.
Weird Wish ads. Oh, gosh, here we go.
They're so weird. There's ones with, like, pants that look like they're modified so that you can piss through them, or, like, weird, like, fashion things that don't make any sense. The mold in a bag is my least favorite one, and it keeps popping up.
Oh, there's, like, cushions here shaped as a slice of bread.
Yeah, bread cushion, some kind of horrifying cat mask.
Oh, there's, like, some underpants with a little gap in the butt for farting out of.
Yes, there you go. See, that's the one I was talking about.
What on earth?
A wig that's bald at the back. A dog's hat.
Wish shopping made fun. What does that mean?
Some weed, some crack pipes, actual crack pipes, some kind of penis thing. I'm just scrolling through them now. A toe.
Is it just like... Yuck. Is it just a place for all the things no other shop is willing to sell?
I think it's like auto-generated stuff, and it's actually just an advert for some kind of like Chinese manufacturing conglomerate that will just make out of plastic whatever you want. So like the meme is like is like, oh mum, I want a, you know, whatever, a thingy hat, and the mum will be like, we have thingy hat at home or whatever. Like, that's what Wish is. Wish is the thing you have at home. That's like the shit version of it.
Right, okay, okay.
And there's
okay.
And there's loads of examples of someone ordering something from Wish and it arrives and it's like insanely like badly made or ugly or strange or...
Okay, okay, okay. So Olivia sent in an ad from Wish.
Well, she sent in a search. She's on Wish looking for God knows what.
Well, okay, she's only got herself to blame then.
Well, this is it, yeah. Oh my God, there's a Wish advert which is just rows and rows of teeth. What the fuck?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Ugh. Anyway, so Wish is a disgusting and weird thing I don't understand. Anyway, she's on Wish and she was looking for something for her dog, right?
Okay.
Now, dog toys is one of the few things I would trust Wish with. And so she's on Wish.com. This is a screenshot of, you know, when you type in a search bar and it gives you suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
So Olivia has typed in dog. Fair enough.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And so I'm going to read you through the list.
Ugh, I'm going to be sick.
Well, so dog. Underneath dog, we have dog stuff.
Okay.
Who's searching it? Dog stuff.
Dog stuff. I mean, that's still fair enough. I mean, that just, like, toys and accoutrement.
Mm.
Dog stuff.
It's like if your dog could talk and you asked him what he was doing. Where have you been?
Dog stuff. Dog stuff. Nothing.
Dog stuff.
Nothing for you to worry about.
So we got dog stuff. Dog clothes.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, man. I've been seeing a lot of dogs recently because, you know, there are more dogs in the UK now than there are people. And lots of people put little shirts on their dogs.
Yeah. Little stinky outfits.
I think it's actually a very handy way of telling instantly whether you've just got a dog in lockdown. If you've got a t-shirt on it, this is your first dog. You've just got a dog in lockdown.
Yeah, there's a t-shirt on it, or I find that like the crazier the outfit, the less likely you were to have grown up with dogs. So dog clothes, dog bed, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Dog toys, fine. Dog collar, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dog, as long as it's for a dog, yeah. That's not too weird.
Dog harness.
It could be, maybe that's where all the Vickers stuff is, the dog collar.
Oh man, you don't want to buy a name brand dog collar. They will rip you off.
Yeah.
If you're a priest, you're going to save a lot of money getting one made in China.
Yeah, you can buy like a pack of 50 for £3.
That's right. That's right. Disposable. Dogs for sale. A very bold thing to type into wish.com.
Oof. No thanks, it'll turn up with a leg on its back or something.
Yeah. What kind of haunted monstrosity would you get if you bought a dog from Wish? Dog breeds, which is weird, like a book about them, dog breeds maybe, something like that.
Yeah.
And then last and highlighted for our perusal, the final suggestion, Phil, is dog dildo.
No! No! Yes. Pierre, stop it. I didn't want to hear that. Take it back. Take it back.
Dog
I don't even
dildo.
Want to I don't even want to discuss what that means.
Olivia says, I want to be clear that I haven't previously searched for dildos of any variety, vanilla, I know, on wish.com, so this did come as quite the shock. On the bright side, now everyone can have an I fucked a dog story. So Olivia there...
Of course.
Yeah. Olivia there is saying that she thinks that is a dildo for use on a dog.
This is one of the possibilities I was dreading just now, thinking about what this could possibly mean. It's when the best case scenario of something you're considering is that it's a dildo in the shape of a dog, you know you're in a bad place. That's best case scenario, is a dildo in the shape of a dog.
It would have to be a sausage dog.
Yeah, you don't want a pug.
No, and it would have to be a dog where, if it's a breed with pointy ears, it would have to be ashamed, so its ears were flat.
I guess like a Rhodesian Ridgeback or something, or a Greyhound would be quite sleek. Yeah. I guess that would be all right.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You don't want like an Irish sheepdog.
A wire-haired terrier.
Oof, no. Horrible.
That would be like...
Do yourself some damage.
Look, at least we're figuring out which breed of dog is the shape most insertable to a human orifice.
Yeah, what other podcast can claim that?
Exactly.
I don't see This American Life going in deep on this particular story.
Yeah, you won't see this on the BBC. With the BBC most watched, which breed of dog's shape is most amenable to dildos?
5 reasons why a sausage dog dildo is the best one.
What happened to all the terrier dildos? Yes, and so that's the best option. Obviously, the worst option is just the simulation of bestiality.
I guess dogs need a wank too, and it's harder for them. I don't know how they do it. Do they have to rub up against a post or something? I guess they hump your leg. Is that wanking for them?
I'm not sure. They just seem confused.
Yeah.
They don't know what they want, I think.
Well, thank you, Olivia. Now we're all thinking about dog dildos.
Thank you, Olivia. Yes, thank you, Little John.
Horrible. Horrible. What?
What? Which is a fair enough
reaction. A dog dildo? Okay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mari gets in touch.
Mari.
M-A-R-I. M-H-A-I-R-I.
Oh, is that Mari? Oh, yeah, nice one. The Mari, come from afar.
That's right. She says, hey, Dad Bods.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. She says, apologies if you've had that one before. I'm a new listener. I don't think we have.
I don't think so. I mean, in real life, sure. Out on the street, yeah.
Yeah. My two flatmates have gone away for a few weeks, and I replaced them with Bud Pods, so thanks for the company.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah. Pierre's imaginary son ramblings had me crying in Sainsbury's.
I need to listen to Imaginary Son again.
I can send you I've submitted us for the British Podcast Awards.
Oh, great. Yeah, send it to me.
But we had to edit together a 15... It could only be 15 minutes long, and you had to have between 3 and 5 different episode entry things.
Did you put any Lucky Kentucky in?
There was no room. I was amazed. All the stuff that people were saying, oh, it's like this or that. I put in Mechatine.
Oh, okay. Mechatine's good.
But the difficulty was...
I do want to show off your editing skills.
I put in Mechatine, and I put in Mechatine, Imaginary Sun, Chicken Fists, and Dad Pants.
Okay, great. Wow. What a... what a... incredible collection of absolute gold.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. So many people wanted us to send in the bit where the woman shat her own pussy.
Yeah, I think that's a bit much.
It's a bit much, and also, it's like 12 minutes long.
Yeah, the submission should have been just that story.
And that's your advance warning, listeners, is that if worst comes to worst, we'll be trying to win the popularity contest, and we'll all need to make lots of fake email accounts to vote for us. So she says, my poo story, she says, is one of baby poo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Sort of yellow. Not very offensive.
When I was around a year old, my mum asked my two older sisters, who were then 4 and 5, to play with me for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun.
Fair enough. Blah, blah, blah. We'd been playing happily together when I, being a baby, soiled my nappy.
I think that's perfectly fair enough.
Perfectly fair. It was obviously so unbearable for them that they believed the best course of action was to place me outside the bedroom door with the attached note around my neck and wait for Mum to find me.
What did the note say?
So, she's attached a photo, and it's very funny, but it's quite hard to read. So she's transcribed it, and it does remind me of like when you get a fragment of sort of Anglo-Saxon poetry. it's really funny. So, the poem it's a 4-line poem. This note.
Wow, a poem.
Well, no, it's not a poem. It just is a poem.
Oh, okay.
They didn't intend it as a poem, Phil, but the artist's intentions don't matter as much as people would have you believe.
Yeah. They are poets and they didn't know it.
Exactly. This is a note that's been attached to a shat baby. However, the way Mari has formatted it in the email, it looks like a poem. So it's 4 lines, right, this note.
Yeah.
The first line is, come, mum.
Yeah.
So, come, mum, as in, get over here quick. Come, mum. Second line, the baby has poot.
How have they spelt poot?
It's P-O-U-T.
Pout, like pout.
Yeah, like pout, but it's in, she says in brackets, pooped.
this is like old like Chaucer or something.
That's
this
what
like
I mean.
Some
yeah.
Old English.
Yeah. Come, mum. Second line. The baby has poot. Third line. And she has poot so much that we can't stand it. Come, mum, the baby has poot. And she has poot so much that we can't stand it. Fourth line, final line, because she has poot so much.
It is quite beautiful.
It's really nice, yeah. And in the last line, so much is S apostrophe much.
Really, so much?
So much. It's so good.
Like it's a blues song.
Yeah. So I'm gonna read it all in one go now that you have the spelling in your head.
Yes, please.
Come, mum, the baby has poot. And she has poot so much that we can't stand it. Because she has poot so much.
Have they gone from, like, so much in the third line to so much in the fourth? But in the third line, it is so much.
Yeah, it's proper in the third line.
I love that. That's so much better that they change it.
Yeah, it's like they've changed it to match some rhythm that we can't perceive.
Yeah, like there's a meter.
Yeah. Come, mum. The baby has poot. And she has poot so much that we can't stand it. Because she has pooed so much. I love the circular.
They just left her out there with a sign like a leper.
This note on her neck.
Or like a warning to the other babies in the Wild West.
Also, what a funny, like, urgent note to say, to but it's still a note. Like, they could have just knocked on the door.
That's been so funny to find a baby with a note attached.
It's also such a funny thing where, like, obviously the mum has said, like, I'm don't bother me, you know? Play with your sister. And they've gone, well, we'll not bother you, but we'll write a note.
Oh, it's pooed so much.
Oh, she's pooed so much. I can't stand it.
I can't stand how much she's put.
She's put too much for me. Get him a pen.
Well, this is just ridiculous. Fetch the pen. Where's the paper? This is just absurd. I can't believe this. Come, mum.
So,
stop.
What's funny about the note? The baby has pooed. And she has pooed so much that we can't stand it because she has pooed so much.
Yes, I think that'll do.
So there's a photo of the note here, and it's a very funny note because in the upper left corner of the note are just two happy faces.
Oh, that's nice.
Just drawings of the two girls doing the reporting.
Okay, so just so they know that, just so the mum knows they're not angry about this.
We're not angry about this. And the bit where it says, mum, come, the come is obviously, it's spelt, because they can't spell very well. It is spelt as in jizz, but they definitely don't mean jizz.
No, I don't think so. I'd be very surprised.
So the word come is written in black crayon, and the rest of the note is written in kind of green.
Right. Is it to add some urgency to the come?
Yeah. Mom, come. The baby has put and has has put so much that we can't stand it because she has a poop so much. And the letters are all over the place. It's real hostage letter stuff.
Do you reckon if you were taken hostage, you could poo enough that the hostage takers, the terrorists, would just put you outside with a sign addressed to the police, saying, police, come.
Come, the hostage has pooed. Come, police, the hostage has pooed. And they have pooed so much that we can't stand it, because they have pooed so much.
I love it. That's great. That's really funny.
And she says, this piece of prose has become a bit like folklore in my family, I'm sure. A final note, I also went to school in Brunei like Phil.
No. Mm. What?
But attended the rival school, ISB.
ISB? No way.
Yeah.
Incredible. Wow. Man, I forgot about ISB.
We used to call...
We only ever heard stories of ISB.
Ooh.
Never saw it. For all I know, it doesn't actually exist.
Well, I mean...
International School Brunei.
Mari says, we used to call people who attended his school JIS. Jerks and skirts.
Wow. We'd never really spoke about the kids at ISB, which I guess is even more damning.
Yeah. And they say, I think this is because they had a uniform and we didn't. Sorry in advance if Phil struggles to recover from this burn. Keep Jackie and Mari.
They didn't even have uniforms, those fucking hippies at ISB. No respect, no order, no tradition.
The baby has poot.
All their babies are pooting all the time. The baby has pooed. That's so funny. Wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I've met, there's a comedian who we know from university called Jamie.
Oh, yeah?
He makes films now.
Yeah, That was a big coincidence.
He was at Jurdon International School. It's mad.
Oh, yeah, maybe they know each other. Jamie, yes, God, that's weird.
Yeah. Jamie Fraser.
The two areas in the world that have the most influence in my adult life are the West Midlands and Brunei.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Mm. What a combo.
Brunei, the Wolverhampton of Southeast Asia.
That's what they say, isn't it?
Yeah.
God. Well, thank you very much for that, Murray. I love that poem, especially the That's way you've transcribed it. And you know, like any artist, a mark is left in the transcribing.
And just the image of a note being attached, left with a baby, is so dramatic.
It's dramatic.
So iconic.
Also, I love that, like, a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old were like, maybe a bit of poot, but this amount of poot.
If she poots any more, well, I mean, this is all right, but any more poot and I'm out.
It's too much. We have to abandon this child.
This is £20 worth of poot.
She's been at those nutrients.
The nutrients from last week.
That's right, yeah.
In your Earth days.
In your mortal time.
Thank you very much, Mari.
Yes, thank you.
Is it Mari or Mari or Maury?
Mari, I've always said.
Because it's like the Irish. Is it Irish or Scottish?
I think it's Scottish, the spelling.
Yeah. Yeah, like Mari Black, the that young...
Yes.
MSP.
No, MP, I think. Mari Black.
Was she MP?
Yeah, she was MP. Yeah, she talked about how Jacob Rees-Mogg was nice to her.
Oh, yeah. Is she not... Is she not an MP anymore?
I think she might still be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. Anyway, that's the Mari.
Every story I've ever heard about a Tory politician is that they're quite nice in person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost always that they're nice, or they're very old and very insane.
But it's usually that, especially if they're currently relevant, it's usually that they're very nice. And it's almost as if a big part of politics is getting on with people.
Yes, yes. Well, I think I've mentioned it before, but in the 90s, they used to say that Bill Clinton won because he passed the what they call the beer test.
Yeah.
And the idea is like, who would you most like to have a beer with, you know?
Yeah,
but then they updated the beer test, and it was who would you think would most like to have a beer with you?
Oh, right.
So the other way around, not only who would you like to hang out with if you had the choice, but who do you think, given the choice, would bother to would have a pint with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when you get the Farage thing coming in.
Who would bother? Yeah, I see that.
Whereas, like, Nigel Farage is a ghoul, but he would probably be up for having a pint with almost anyone.
Even me, Pierre?
Even you, Phil. I won't go into what he'd say after his fourth pint, but he'd have a pint with you. Content.
Do you remember when we saw him at King's Cross?
Yes, we saw him at King's Cross in real life, and he looked very different.
He was waiting for someone, or waiting for something, and no one looks... potent or powerful when they're waiting for someone.
He's consistent in terms of his brand because he was still dressed like Nigel Farage.
Yeah, he has wearing his tweed. I don't think he had a cigar at the time, but he might have done.
He has one when you remember him.
Yeah.
Another powerful test.
You know how the Mandela effect is, how you remember someone like, you know, someone dying when they didn't. The Farage effect is when you imagine someone had a cigar. It used to be called the Churchill effect. People actually imagined Churchill had a cigar when he didn't.
Yeah. Yes, it was odd to see him in real life. Paddy. Paddy gets in touch.
Paddy Power.
Yeah. He says, good morning, Podwangs.
Man, that's two Celtic names in a row, Pierre.
Mm.
I'm starting to worry that they're taking over.
These sneaky Celts.
What's the line in God Save the Queen? Is it rebellious Celts?
Rebellious Scots to crush.
Rebellious Scots to crush. That's it. Yeah.
That lovely uniting song. Yes, so he says, long time listener here. In fact, while working my pandemic job, I consumed so much Bud Pod that my thoughts would often take the voices of Bud Pod's fine hosts.
Oh, you lucky thing.
Yeah.
I hope, that's dangerous if you're a front line working in the pandemic.
That's right, especially given the fact that neither one of us wants to be a doctor.
Yes.
Maybe we ruined it.
Thank God he didn't hear this before he started.
Yeah. So this is back when I was still suffering from Taste X.
Taste X, you were, yeah, of course. What's happened to Taste X?
I'm back, baby. I'm tasting like never before.
Oh, that's great.
As far as I can tell. I mean, that's the funny thing, is that it was gone long enough that maybe it's not back, but I just can't tell.
But if you eat a piece of bacon now, it doesn't taste of petrol.
No, thank God, no.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
That's all back.
So your cells have recovered.
I think so. I hope so. He says, anyhow, on hearing of Pierre's urinary development regarding the Taste X scent, I thought I should write in. For some time now, my piss has smelled pleasingly meaty and savoury.
Wow, umami.
Yeah, he says, as one would expect a good ramen broth to.
There you go.
This is particularly worrying, given I've not eaten meat for 14 years.
You are the meat. Yeah. What is urine if not a deeply steeped meat broth? I mean, it's marinating in bladder.
It is. It's bladder marinade.
It is bladder marinade.
Which is delicious Italian dish. This red wine pairs particularly well with Sambuco or even bladder marinade. It's pronounced bladder marinada, thank you. So he says, friends have confirmed the strength of scent of my beefy excretions, so I can't be imagining a craving.
Those are good friends.
Those are good.
Hey, guys, come here. Am I imagining this?
He says, I've not risked the taste test yet, but I'll update when the time comes. Stinky regards, Paddy.
Wow, okay. So now I think Paddy's got off quite lightly there compared to like your petrol smell. I think I'd much rather things smelled delicious than of gasoline.
I think I've solved the question at the heart of Paddy's inquiry.
What is it?
So he hasn't eaten meat for 14 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's eating all the vegetables, and he's a vegetarian, and now his piss smells like beefy and brothy.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Phil? Cows don't eat meat, and they taste of beef, too.
You're right. They actually taste more of beef than anyone else.
That's right. He's a cow now.
He's a cow. He's turned into beef. How ironic. He spent all those years avoiding beef, and he became the beef he set out to destroy.
That's right, and that's the motivational thing. Become the beef you want to destroy.
You either die a vegetarian, or you live long enough to become the beef.
I would buy a t-shirt with Become the Beef written on it.
Be the beef you want to see in the world.
Yes.
I guess be the beef you don't want to see in the world in Paddy's case.
But seriously, for him, he started eating like a cow, and now he's internally becoming as delicious as one.
He's found a vegan alternative to beef stock.
Yes. As long as he gives it voluntarily.
He makes it. Paddy's going to be rich.
If we held him down and made him piss for us, he wouldn't be vegan anymore.
Oh, we have to treat him well enough that it would still we'd get like a sticker.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That
says we treat our Paddy well.
This Paddy piss was ethically sourced.
Also, Paddy piss makes it sound so racist.
Oh, man. That is what a racist would call Guinness.
We'd have to be like... I have a pint of Carlin, please. None of that Paddy piss.
Yeah, like if I ordered a Guinness at a pub, and the guy next to me went to, well, I can't stand that Paddy piss. I'd think, I'm in for a roller coaster of a chat here.
Oh man, that's so funny, Paddy piss.
Yeah, well, he's become the beef.
Become the beef.
You have to become the beef.
You must become, child, you must become the beef.
Do not eat the beef. Be the beef.
God, that's good.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So George gets in...
Godspeed, Paddy.
George gets in touch about aphantasia.
Aphantasia?
Yes, we were talking about how people don't have a mind's eye.
Oh, this is why it's called aphantasia.
Yeah, when we were discussing a few months ago about how some people can't picture things in their head.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I can't... I ironically can't imagine it.
So he says, hey, Phil and Pu-air.
Oh, someone's got some preferential treatment there.
Oh, yeah. But who did? he says, I'm sure you're getting plenty of emails on this topic, but I thought I'd share my experience of not having a mind's eye and answer a few of Phil's questions.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm all ears.
Firstly, I was just as shocked as you when I found out that most people could conjure up pictures in their minds, like loony madmen.
Incredible.
He says, I thought all that picture this and counting sheep bollocks was metaphorical.
Man, that is so weird. I mean, it's... being able to picture things feels so vital to me. I can't imagine getting through without it. I just don't really know how you would...
Yeah.
How do you have a wank, even? you know what I mean? Or, like, how do you remember someone... I guess remembering someone's face is different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's strange. And he says, as Pierre mentioned, the way I think is basically either in words or abstract thought. In terms of faces, I can easily recognize people I know, and I can vaguely describe their face, but I definitely can't picture it.
That is weird. That is so weird.
Yeah. In terms of Phil's questions, I really don't think I'm distracted any less than I would be otherwise. I guess rather than daydreaming about a TV show or winning the lottery, it's more of a podcast or an audiobook winning the lottery.
That's interesting. Right. So you're the podcast version of thinking.
Yes.
You have the podcast version of thinking.
However, that might make...
I'd really love to see, like, what jobs people with aphantasia have and what jobs people who have a mind's eye have, and if there's lot is, you know, if it's very different.
Well, the thing that brought it to my attention, which we discussed last time, was that a guy who worked at Pixar discovered he had it, I think.
Right.
And so he thought, well, all of our animators will have a mind's eye, and like loads of them didn't.
That is just weird.
Yeah. So he says, I normal dream in full visual color, but I think that's different for different people. As for the Pixar thing, I'm an engineer myself, but I've always liked using Minecraft and the like to create buildings, etc.
Minecraft?
Yeah. And he says, and once I found out that an aphantasia was a thing, I realized I'd used Minecraft to visualize whatever I have in my head.
Man, it's fascinating. I wonder, it must make it harder. It must make it more difficult. That doesn't... It sounds like he's doing all right.
I think it's probably fine. I mean, you don't know any difference, so harder is a relative concept.
It's true. It's true!
And he says, if you do have any other questions, feel free to get back to me. Koji, in your mind, George.
Thank you, George. It's really fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't fathom it.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's so interesting.
I wonder if you are more focused. George says he just thinks about audio stuff.
Yeah, I think he could be as distracted, because then it's just like a monologue of like, and then I'd do this, and then what if this happened?
I wonder if you get as addicted to like TV or video games or things that are visually stimulating. If you're not able to replay them in your mind and get addicted to them, do you get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or maybe you either get more or less addicted because you need it more, or you don't remember it much, so you don't get addicted because you're like, oh, that thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's more intangible.
Yes.
Huh. Fascinating stuff. A nice, fascinating end, I think, to this mega correspondence special.
Yes, I think so. Get in touch anyone else with aphantasia or any other interesting neurological conditions.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Let it all out.
Let it all hang out mentally. And we hope you enjoyed it, and we will be back as per normal next week.
We will. Well, the new normal.
Oh, actually, it's a good point. While this has been happening, we've done these slightly in advance for reasons that will become clear in a bit. But pubs have been open and stuff, so I hope you guys have been enjoying it.
Gosh, will they be?
Outdoor pubs and shit, it all opens up on 29th, hanging out outside.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was April. I thought it was mid-April.
There's different layers, though. Or maybe,
oh, okay.
Maybe April, March, like, the 29th is just outside.
Okay. If those bloody Brussels bureaucrats don't ruin it for us with their bungling.
Actually, it will still be up 12th of April.
We'll still... It will be 12th of April.
12th of April outside, 17th of May inside.
Right. Yes. And 17th of May is also Theatre Day. I put it in my iCal, Theatre Day, May 17th.
Oh, wow. That's dedication.
Yeah. All right. Nice one. Well.
All right. Well, enjoy, guys. Enjoy hanging out with people outside.
Yes, enjoy all that outsideness. We'll be back, though. Bye.
Bye.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.